Welcome back, folks. I'm really excited about our next guest because it turns out that we have a love for something that I was curious if she did. I do. And we'll talk about that in a second. That's just a byproduct. Kelly Talbot, who is the artist of this year's Jazz Fest poster. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. It's absolutely stunning. I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So tell us about the creation of this piece.
When I got the call and I was told that I would be painting the Dixie Cups, I mean, Art for Now had an idea and a plan for me. And in my normal work, I am an oil painter who travels around the country and paints existing signs, neon signs. But this project would require that I create a sign that doesn't exist anywhere else except the canvas now.
Right.
Yeah.
So you actually created this sign.
Built it, yes.
Which
yes.
is not ordinarily what you do.
No.
Right?
Nope. Pretty much the process in reverse, actually.
Yes. So yeah. How difficult was that for you?
It was challenging, but really fun. You know, got my brain to work in a different way. But
right.
What I realized was that after all of these years of me painting neon signs that already exist and all my reference material, what I realized is I knew a lot more than I maybe thought I did.
Right.
So that was quite fun. And then the colors are inspired from the Royal Pharmacy down in the quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
The colors are incredibly vibrant. I love it.
Yeah.
And that's the love that we share.
Yes.
I was telling Kelly, I'm a huge fan of neon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
she says, I am absolutely a fan of neon and love it. And I reflect that in my work
yeah,
every
I'm
day.
Yeah, I'm obsessed, obviously. Yeah. I think I've been to 33 or 36 states now.
Oh, really?
My husband and I drive in our camper with our pets, and I find stock signs and take pictures and drive around.
How exciting was it, Dixie Cups?
Oh my God.
They're iconic, right?
Yes.
I mean, they perform here at Jazz
yep.
Fest who knows how many times,
yep.
but quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
They're still at it.
Yes. Yeah. And they're incredible. Miss Barbara, I had the pleasure to meet. We spent a couple days out signing together, and I was just, super crush, you know?
Right.
Listening to her tell stories, she has great stories, a great laugh, such a kind, kind woman. Oh, my God. I can't say enough about her. So
so you got to a feel for them
mm-hmm.
before you created the piece?
Well, I mean, it was a collection, a process. I didn't get to meet her until after the poster was complete. And that was the one thing that I wanted to do. It's like, I just want her to like the poster, and I want to meet her.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I think this is one that's going to be sought after
yeah.
by a lot of folks.
Oh, great.
It's different.
It really
presents itself in a different way than any other Jazz Fest poster that I can recall.
It is different, but yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you got me with the neon. So.
Had you at the neon.
So how excited are you about this particular project? I mean, when you got the call, what was your... I mean,
yeah,
it's like, did you fall down?
Yeah, exactly. I pinch me. Go ahead. Yes. I'm working alone in my studio. I got the call, and I'm looking around like somebody like pulling my leg. Like, wow, how did this happen? People have asked, like, how did you get picked? And I said, I have no idea. I just got the phone call one day.
You're looking for the hidden
camera? Yeah, the hidden camera, yeah. But, I mean, a huge, huge honor.
Yes.
I mean, I can't tell you what this means to me. I feel like I'm part of New Orleans history now and a city that I love so much. I'm thrilled.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, serious goosebumps all the time. And it's setting in more now because we worked on the poster so many months ago and it was
right.
secret and all of that stuff. But now I feel like it's a little day in the sun,
yeah.
literally and figuratively, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And to think that this is going to live on.
Yeah,
I mean, I was talking to Bud earlier. I saw you and Bud talking, and the number of people that collect this, and it's just his exchange program that he has now, and everything that it's a legacy moment for
you. It is, yes. I think that's a perfect word. And again, like, I am honored, humbled, thrilled.
Well, congratulations! A beautiful work.
Thank you very much.
We are so very fortunate to be able to share this with you. I mean, I'm excited about it for you.
Thank you.
And
it means a lot.
And I think a lot of other people will be as well.
Good. Hope so.
Great job. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great fest.
You too.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.